Good evening, I live in, you are now live.
Good evening, welcome. Thank you for joining us. I want to thank our host, Jake Weinman, for bringing us together, for his hard work in arranging the share and getting all of the technology into place, coordinate and synthesize with his unique talent and skill. We also want to thank our sponsor, sponsoring today's shiur, Zecher Nishmas, Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh, and his neshama have an aliyah. Yiras Hashem this week, this coming Friday, this coming Mitzvah Shabbos, is the first night of Pesach. We have a very unique year. Erev Pesach, Shechal, Lihiyos Shabbos, all of the unique halachos that it entails. Last time Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos was 13 years ago. And indeed, there are many complicated and not complicated, but different, unique halachic challenges. In honor of Pesach, I would like to discuss, share with you an idea that relates to the Yom Tov. I'd like to discuss the principle of Hesebah. We're all familiar that on the night of Pesach, the way we engage, we fulfill the mitzvahs, the main mitzvahs of the Laila, specifically, namely, the eating of the matzah, chilas matzah, and the drinking of the four cups of wine, is through Hesebah. We lean on our left side. It appears that in ancient times, leaning on one side, the left side, was a form of freedom. It was an expression of royalty, of freedom. And being that the matter of the Seder, we celebrate, we commemorate, we relive the Exodus. Chazal, our rabbis, have insisted that when we do the mitzvahs of the Laila, again, as we mentioned, the eating of the matzah and the drink of the four cups of wine, that it's done in a reclining position. Let's study what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Itmar, this is the Gemara Mesach, the Pesachim, Gaf Kof Ches, Talmud Aleph. The Gemara says, Itmar, Mishmei, the Rav Nachman, Tirakton, Lo, Shmei, Hesema. The person leans back on his back. Instead of leaning to the left side or the right side, he lies down and he eats the matzah, drinks the wine while he's lying on his back. That's not a fulfillment of the mitzvah. He has not fulfilled the mitzvah. He has to eat the matzah, drink the wine all over again. Mitzvah yamin, what happens if he leans on his right side? Lo, shema, mitzvah. It's also an invalid form of reclining. And then the Gemara says, the next words, the lo od, not only that, ela shema yaktim konel loveshet v'yavo lidei sakana. The person leans on, a person engages in a particular activity when he does a seba, it's dangerous because the food may go down the windpipe instead of the esophagus. And he can choke. He can humbly de sakana if the food enters the wrong tube, it travels towards the lungs, chas v'shalom, this is very dangerous. Now, there's a very big question, what exactly the Gemara means when the Gemara says that if he does not do a seva the correct way, he may endanger his life. So, the Rashbam on the Gemara and Rashi, they explain that this line of the Gemara of Shem Yaktim Kone Lovesha, the food may go down the windpipe and not the esophagus, is referring to the first law of Hesebo, not to lie on one's back, to lean back, because we really can appreciate that if a person leans back, then he's opening up the flap that covers the trachea, the windpipe, it opens naturally in that position, and the food can very easily enter that tube, and that can certainly bring a person to day sakana. And when the Gemara says Shema Yaktim Kana Leveshet, the other day sakana is referring specifically back to the first law of don't lean back straight on your back when you eat or drink. But regarding the second law of the right side, don't lean on the right side. The truth is, from an from studying the anatomy, nothing's going to happen. Generally speaking, if a person who leans on his right side, nothing's going to happen. No, there's no less danger, no more danger leaning on the right side than leaning on the left side. When the person moves his body either to the extreme right or the extreme left, it doesn't make a difference. It might not be necessarily the best thing to do, but it's no greater danger to lean on the right than to lean on the left. And the reason why we lean on the left is simply because when we lean, one wants to see a very interesting demonstration. One can go online and search for Heseba by Rabbi Belsky. And he demonstrates how to do Heseba, where basically it's very simple. You lean on your hand. Your left hand supports your head. You lean to the left. Your left hand supports your head. Why on the left side, not the right side? Simple. Because you need to use your right hand to hold a cup of wine. One hand is supporting your head, and the other hand is feeding. It's either holding the cup of wine or holding the matzah. Being that most of us are righties, most people use their right hand. The right hand is needed to be available to serve the person. So you lean on the left, hold the food with your right hand. That's the proper way to do Heseba. Is there a danger? What would happen if a person would lean on his right side and would hold the cup of wine in his left hand? It would not be a danger, but he's not eating the normal way because ordinarily you hold the food with your right hand. And then there's another opinion. There is another opinion here in the Rishonim that say that when the Gemara says that you may endanger yourself, it refers to the second halach of leaning on the right side. What's the danger? The danger, the way it's explained, is that since indeed the kone is on the right side, it's slightly more dangerous if a person were to lean on the right than the left, because in the person's throat, the windpipe is on the right side. Leaning on the right, you are closer. You are putting yourself in slightly more danger in leaning on the right side. Okay, there are two different opinions in the Gemara. There's a lot to be said about study of anatomy and this Gemara to analyze the Gemara in very great detail, which many of the Mepharshim do. But let's work with the first opinion for the moment. First opinion learns that the danger is only when a person leans back. But when one leans to the side, there's no danger leaning to the right than there is leaning to the left. And if that's the case, we have a very interesting question at hand. The question is, what about a lefty? We know that when it comes to many mitzvahs, a lefty is instructed to do the mitzvah with his left hand. And if we were to expand upon this principle in this particular case, it can suggest that being that there is no danger leaning on the right side any more so than leaning on the left, then a lefty should really lean on his right side. He should use his right hand to support his head as he leans to the right. thus making his left hand available to hold the cup of wine or to hold the matzah. Because a lefty, that is what is natural. That is what is comfortable. And indeed, there is the sheet of the Itzur. There is the Me'iri. There is the Itzur, the sheet of the Itzur, which actually discussed this. And the Me'iri, one of the Rishonim, writes that indeed, if a lefty, it would be proper for a lefty to lean on his right side. That's what it says in the Me'iri. Being that we accept that the danger is only when the person leans back, and not when the person leans to the right or the left, so a lefty should lean on the right side so he can hold the cup of wine in his left hand. However, although the Me'iri does present this, the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch says, it doesn't matter. We accept the opinion. We follow one opinion, and in all circumstances, whether one is a righty or a lefty, the person should only lean on the left side. I like to suggest an idea why this is so, and perhaps sheds a little bit of insight into the Seder. There are many, many halachas in Shulchan Aruch about different situations of when a person should use his right hand, when a person should use his left hand. When it comes to tefillin, we know that a lefty puts his tefillin on his left hand, on his right hand, because a lefty, his right hand is weaker. When it comes to making kiddush, a lefty should pick up the cup of wine with his left hand. Every single halacha and Shulchan Aruch that is done with a hand is subject to a discussion, a very detailed, lengthy discussion as to what is the correct hand, the left or the right. What should a lefty do? There is a rule, general rule, which answers and answers many questions. And the rule goes as follows. When a person is doing a public service, you're doing an act in public. Let's say under the chuppah, a rabbi is called to give a masader kiddushin, and the rabbi happens to be a lefty. Being that the rabbi is performing a public, serving in a capacity as a public, in the public, representing the tzibur or doing something in the presence of the tzibur, and being that the statistics are that 90% of the population are righties, then the rabbi should pick up the cup of wine in his right hand, even if he is a lefty. But when a person is doing something that's private, like tefillin, v'haya l'cha l'oisal yadcha, tefillin shel yad, something that's private, it's for you a sign, then you put the tefillin on your weaker hand. The right and the left is defined personally. What is your stronger hand? So again, when a person is doing something privately, it's a mitzvah that the nature of the mitzvah is it should be done in private, then you have to use your stronger hand, which may be the left. But when a person is doing a mitzvah in public, or doing a mitzvah for the tzibur as a representative of the tzibur, or in the presence of the tzibur, then the individual should conform to the majority. It's something to be said about acharei rabim lahatris. The majority has enormous power and influence in the world of halacha. In the world of halacha, we don't ignore the majority. We are blessed to live in a country where we give incredible rights and equality to an individual. But halacha clearly demands that an individual have respect for the majority. If the majority of the population are righties, when a person is serving in the function of the tzibur, he should conform to the tzibur. Let's now go to Hesebah. You're sitting in your home and you're doing Hesebah. Let's follow the opinion we explained that the sakana is only when a person lies back. Right and left, there is no sakana. If that is the case, one would expect that a lefty should lean on his right side so that his left hand can be available to hold the cup of wine and hold the matzah. But yet the Rambam is very clear, we don't follow that. It doesn't make a difference if you're a righty or a lefty. Even a lefty should fall, should do a save on his left side. Why is that so? I'd like to suggest to you, the reason is because when you sit in the privacy of your home on the night of Pesach, Chazal has warned to impress upon you, you're not an individual. Every single member of Klal Yisrael is a public servant. Every single member of Klal Yisrael represents the entire nation. He represents the nation when he walks in the street, in front of the eyes of the nations of the world. He represents the Jewish people in his own private home. He represents the Jewish people amongst themselves in the Beis HaKnesses or the Beis HaMedrash. A person on the night of Pesach is a representative, he's an ambassador for the Ribbono Shel Olam, for Klal Yisrael. And it may indeed be true that you are a lefty, and it may appear to be that you're all alone in the privacy of your own home when you're celebrating the redemption, the Geula, Yitzias Mitzrayim. But Chazal have a very strong message for you. You're not a private person. You represent Hashem. You represent Klal Yisrael. You're a public servant. And therefore, you have to do the mitzvah the same way you would be doing the mitzvah if you were standing as the rabbi under the chuppah in the presence of 1,000 people performing the ceremony. The majority of Klal Yisrael are righties. And therefore, you have to use your right hand, even if you're a lefty, out of respect for the tzibur, because you represent the tzibur. So when you do Hesebah at the Seder, hold the cup of wine in the right hand. Hold the matzah in the right hand. And use your left hand to support your body as you lean, because you are a representative of the whole Klal Yisrael, even in the privacy of your own home. That's what it means to be a ben chayrin. That's what it means to be freedom. It's not just to do what you want, to be left alone, to make your own decisions. Freedom is to serve as a public servant, to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the whole world. May we merit that this Pesach bring us Rocha Chavos. Last year, Pesach was a very difficult time. It was a very tragic time for many of us. A frightening time. Many people suffered very much. Anxiety, health, fear. And Baruch Hashem, we're here to learn from the experience, to grow from the experience. When we do Chayrus, when we do Hesebah, we have to remember that Hashem has allowed us to continue to be His ambassador, to be His public servant, to represent Him and to bring His holiness, His blessing, and His mark upon us and the entire Klal Yisrael. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. You all have a chag kosher v'saneach. Rocha v'hatzlacha v'shalom. Elaine will call you soon. Good night.